Hello, everyone.
This is After School Snacks with your host and main man, Jack.
And I'm Max.
Today we've got three great topics for y'all.
For y'all.
Okay, and I'll have Max start with our first topic.
Yeah, so when I was a kid, I was pretty big into Rick Riordan's books, specifically the Percy Jackson series.
They were pretty good. I read them as a kid, too.
Yeah, which was like his only series at the time. He's since branched out and all that. But last night, I actually went with my family to the Ordway Theater and saw a musical of The Lightning Thief, which is the first book in the Percy Jackson series.
Okay.
I really wasn't sure what to expect.
As a musical? Did they have, like, kids performing the parts? Because they're, like,
no.
Main characters are, like, 11, I think, in the books.
Yeah, the actors were at least our age, I think.
Jeez, okay. Which is 17, for those of you who don't know.
I mean, they were all professional actors, and they've been doing this for at least 5 years, I think, from the brochure.
Good God.
So, but yeah, it was interesting because I had forgotten a lot of the plot beats. They ended up having to skip they included, like, everything, but they put a lot of stuff in, like, montage, like, during a song.
Mm-hmm.
They would have, like, a verse about something, like, remember the hotel they went into where, like...
Yeah, where time went too fast or some shit?
Yeah, time went too fast. They, like, had, like, a couple sentences about that, but then, like, nothing else. Okay. Which was weird, because that was one of my favorite parts of the book. But overall, it was actually really good. I was sitting...
Surprising.
Yeah, I didn't know whether it would be good or not, but yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The actor who played the horse guy. What is the horse guy's name? The centaur.
Chiron,
yeah. The actor who played Chiron was hilarious, because they didn't actually put him in horse's hooves. They just gave him a tail, a horse tail, and he moved around like a horse the whole time.
Moved up.
The whole thing was very, very much kind of in on its own joke, like, in how ridiculous
it sounds
was.
Sounds quality.
It was meta in some places, so certainly interesting.
So what was the Percy Jackson books about for those of our listeners who did not have a childhood to read them?
The Percy Jackson books are about a kid named Percy Jackson.
I never would have guessed.
Yeah, who finds out that his dad, who has been missing his whole life, is the god of the sea, Poseidon. And he goes to this camp full of other kids who have a Greek god as a parent. They uncover that someone is trying to start a war between the gods, and then the whole series kind of takes off from there.
All right. Okay. So these are children's books, to clarify.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Quite good for children's books. I blew through the whole series when I was a kid.
A couple months. There any other children's books that you like, Max?
Well, there's one that I think you in particular enjoy a lot, Jack. It's a series of 7 books.
Motherfucker. You know what? We'll talk about that, too. About the Harry Potter series.
I think it's probably apparent to other people who have been listening to this podcast. But Jack has a special disdain for the Harry Potter series.
Yes, I do. They're right up there with Brandon Sanderson and worst series of... I'm kidding. I've never read a Sanderson book. If you're a Sanderson fan, don't stop listening to the podcast right now. And please don't give Robert Jordan 1-star reviews anymore.
Yes, they're definitely doing that.
I'm telling you, they are. I've seen one, at least.
Really?
Yeah, Goodreads is an interesting website. But anyways, more about the Harry Potter books. If you don't know the plot or, like, what they are, I question what you've been doing with your life. Max, when did you read the Harry Potter books?
I read them, I would have been in, like, second grade? When did the fourth one come out? Because that one came out...
It came out the same... Ah, fuck, I don't remember.
I'll look it up. Harry Potter, police state.
What? It's the way you said that. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay, November 18th, 2005. So I would have been 8. And I remember that one coming out. I remember that. And I remember reading the fourth one. And
what year?
2005.
Oh, okay. I would have been 8, too. Surprisingly. Okay, yeah. 97? Yeah, that's right.
I remember reading that one, and I remember actually being really bored by the fourth one, and then abandoning the series, and then I went back a couple of years later and finished them.
Okay, yeah. Right. I started them when I was in first grade, I believe, and they hadn't come out with all the books then. I think I finished when they came out with Deathly Hallows, which was 07, I want to say. Because I remember reading that book right before school started so that I wouldn't get it spoiled to me by other people. And I enjoyed the series a fair amount as a kid. Of course, I was in first grade when I started them, so I didn't have any taste in good novels. So, yeah. What are the problems with the Harry Potter series, Max?
So I think how one looks at the Harry Potter series depends on whether one sees it as a series of fantasy novels or as children's literature. And it's both, in truth. But, like...
That's a good point.
I mean, I think they work really well as children's books. Fairly well, at least.
Some of the stuff gets a little bit much for children's books, though. I think, like, the last book.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
I think the intention was that it would kind of, like, grow up with the reader, but the writing style didn't really... with the reader. So, I don't know. The thing that I don't like about the series is that the magic is often just, like, used to cover up plot holes randomly.
Yep.
Or used for convenience, but then never, like, reintroduced again. Like, don't get me wrong, if you want to use magic to solve a problem, fine. As long as that's part of the magic system and it's, like, it's consistently there. Throughout. It's just that, like, a lot of the time it seemed like Rowling was kind of throwing shit in where she's like, oh, I need this to happen. Alright, time travel exists now, but only for this book, and then I'll reference it later. Randomly.
So the issue was, I think, that, or an issue I have with Rowling, one among many, many issues, is there were some characters she clearly did not like. I'm referencing Ron in particular, because he just gets basically shafted through the entire series.
I do remember reading the last book, and when Ron had, like, his temper tantrum and stomped off, I was like, what the fuck?
That wasn't in character. So, I heard that, I read this, I can't confirm this, I don't remember where I read it, that Ron was actually based on a friend of hers, I think. And she might have been having, like, issues with this friend, so she wrote it into this. Oof. And I wouldn't be surprised. I don't remember the guy's name, and I don't think I'm going to name drop him anyways if I did. But yeah, other issues with the Harry Potter books. I see them as a fantasy series, personally, and I think they're completely overhyped. Like, pretty much everyone has read them. People call them the best series out there, and that's not true by a long shot.
I would certainly say that they don't have a shot at best fantasies.
Yeah, and if you check on Goodreads, their ratings are way inflated. I gave them all 1-star reviews because I legitimately believe that they don't deserve the accolades they've gotten, and there are much better children's books out there, such as the Percy Jackson series.
Let's look on Goodreads and see what kind of numbers are being
Above 4.5. Yeah, you get, like, a lot of people just going on there giving them 5 stars and shit.
I mean, like, okay. A lot of... Goodreads is a subjective platform by nature, mm-hmm. in that people rate shit differently, but, like, for me, a 1 or a 5 are extreme ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't rate stuff 5 that often.
Yeah.
Same
here, honestly. I mostly rate stuff 1 if I absolutely detest it. Or if I'm trying to make a point, like when I rated do I want to say that on this podcast?
Probably not if you're asking.
Let's check the time. Okay, I'll cut it later if I don't. When I gave the... Okay, 9:40. All right, we'll cut that part then.
The first one doesn't have more than 4.5, okay. Actually.
It's okay, though, because I gave the...
oh, my God. The first one has 4.47.
My God, they don't deserve that.
But yeah, like, okay, let's look through.
So, what are the key components of a fantasy novel? Because I'm going to go through and talk about how Rowling deals with them. I'd say plot, characters, and prose, certainly. Can you think of any others?
Those are the ones that are common to all types of fantasy novels. Magic system is common to most fantasy novels. You don't have to have it, but...
Anything else? World building.
World building, which... Yeah, I guess that is separate.
And we'll go through this one by one and talk about how Rowling didn't do it as well as you could have. What the hell am I writing? World building. Building is not spelled with a P. Can you think of anything else?
Plot character. Probably find a system. No. Anything else I can think of would be more specific.
Is there anything specific to Rowling's though? Writing that we could evaluate?
Dialogue?
There.
That's actually more common.
That's important. Okay, prose and dialogue are... I'm going to call them separate, because some people are good at descriptions, not good at dialogue.
I actually know one person who has the opposite. He's really good at dialogue, and he sucks at, like, descriptions.
Is the smartest.
Oh, yeah, okay.
On Reddit.
He doesn't suck at prose, but I don't like his prose that much because it's weird, but his dialogue is amazing, and that's Joe Abercrombie. It's a weird juxtaposition because everything in quotes is gold, and then everything else is like, eh.
Okay. Alright, let's go through this list of things and talk about where the Harry Potter books fall on it.
Alright, plot. Let's talk about the plot. What have you got to say about the plot, Max?
The plot?
Certainly Deus Ex Machina happens a lot.
I would say Deus Ex Machina happens a lot.
Which, that's a bad thing for those of you who don't speak Latin or know big words.
Big brain words.
Yeah.
The plot? I like, actually, the plot of the last two books.
Okay.
But the plot of...
Why specifically?
The last two books' plots feel more like fantasy book plots to me. Like, there's more of a threat there. And the
bigger threat. All right, we'll write that.
And there's more... The conflict actually has some sort of scale to it. I mean, it did in the first couple books, too, but...
Mm-hmm. Let's get a bit closer to the mic so that they pick up everything we say. All right.
Yeah, the plots just became more intricate and more involved in the last two books, which, I mean, I suppose that's kind of how it's supposed to
now,
be.
Now, my criticism of the plot is it's too simple. Now, some people say that should be true in children's books, but I disagree. Like, the Bartimaeus trilogy is a good example of children's books that had a relatively complicated plot, from what I remember of reading them, like, 5 years ago. More than that, I think. Those are some good children's books, the Bartimaeus trilogy. Okay, anything else to say about the plot? Let's give some examples of Deus Ex Machina in the plot so that people don't give us 1-star ratings on Goodreads.
Okay.
The Time Turners.
Yeah, that's the big example. Despite the fact that I think the plot that they're used in, like the little subplot at the end of the third book, is actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that was halfway decent. Okay, other... was Horcruxes? Was that really a Deus Ex Machina?
I wouldn't call that one a Deus Ex Machina.
To make Voldemort harder to kill?
They do, but that was actually set up for a while.
That was. Okay. Other things. That's the big criticism. Simplicity is another one. Other examples. Harry Potter's pretty much good at most everything without, like, you know... Like, he's like, relatable to the reader, but he's, like, still good at everything. It's kind of hard to describe.
Well, the fact that he... I mean, I can appreciate the wish fulfillment aspect.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's sometimes taken to an extent... But, okay, I mean, it is kind of a series about wish fulfillment. Like, it...
A little bit, yeah.
I don't know, the fact... Was it ever explained why Harry is the greatest seeker of, like, all time?
No. He just is.
Is he just naturally that good?
Yeah.
Huh.
Also, let's talk about the game Quidditch, because that's another problem with the plot.
Oh, okay. Even when I was a kid, actually, I noticed that the snitch is the only thing that matters.
Yeah, why would you go chasing around the...
Why isn't everyone chasing the snitch?
The whatever the fuck it's called. If you don't... If winning the snitch almost automatically wins the game. And I get... No, I don't get it. It's just dumb. They should have made it worth, like, less points and stuff.
Well, the other thing is, the snitch... Capturing the snitch ends the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's usually, maybe, you know, maybe it's happened, but usually there's no way that you're going to have an 150-point lead of one team over the other. So it's effectively just that is what decides
victory. So, Quidditch is essentially soccer for people who read and, like, are too dumb to understand soccer.
What?
Like, no, like, I don't know what I'm saying. But... like, if you take the game seriously, despite that fact that, like, one, that capturing the snitch is, like, an unbalanced way to win it, then...
Oh, then it's kind of like flying soccer.
Yeah, alright. That's enough about plot. And the main characters survived way too much in situations they shouldn't have, is another criticism.
Yeah.
And then Harry Potter's, like, the whatever charm that allowed him to live after Voldemort killed him.
That part, well, the part I was going to get at...
I'm not talking about when he was born. I'm talking about later on in Deathly Hallows or whatever. And, like, the whole thing about their wands and shit, I thought that was shitty.
Well, okay, here's the thing that I'm probably going to get hate for this. But, like...
Oh, we're already getting hate for this episode.
The fact that Harry's mom's love is, like, a magical thing that protects him. Like, if you want to have that as a thing that can happen, fine. But, like,
then why aren't,
you're
like,
going to pretend that Harry's mom is the only person who ever died for someone she loved?
Yeah, that's
not like, why isn't that a well-known phenomenon, if that's a thing that can happen?
Yeah, that's dumb. All right. On to characters.
Also, what time are we at? Are we going to have time to cover this whole thing? Should we move on to something else?
Now let's cover this whole thing. We can cover other topics later. I want to talk about this. Okay, so this, we seem
we
to be
scratch in... the other topics and just focus on this?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Unless we get way too far. Or not far enough. Okay. Okay, we'll talk about some of those things next time. Stay tuned to After School Snacks if you want to know what the topics we were going to talk about are.
Okay.
Anything to get more viewers... Before YouTube takes us off YouTube. We're not on YouTube.
Okay. Characters. We talked about Harry already.
Yes.
Also, Harry, I understand she was trying to do like a teenage angst thing, but Harry's emo phase makes him so unlikable.
Yeah, the guy was legitimately like unstable and stuff. And of the main three, I think Ron seemed like the most stable. Of the most, like, an actual human of them, whereas Hermione literally knew everything, more or less.
Yeah, like, I understand...
Rowling...
Well, like, she took everyone to, like, the extreme. Like, instead of having Harry be good at Quidditch, he was, like, the best seeker ever. And instead of having Hermione be smart, she was, like, the ultimate Albert Einstein Big Brain Academy.
Big Brain Academy.
2,000-plus IQ person.
Yeah. And, let's see, secondary...
And then Ron just kind of exists.
Yeah, the secondary characters seem to sort of blend together. Like, you can't remember a lot of them.
Like, who would you consider secondary?
I don't know, like, I don't know, his schoolmates that got talked about somewhat. But
oh, I thought you were talking about, like, Hagrid and Dumbledore. I was like, no, everyone knows them. No, like, Dean and Seamus.
Yeah,
and
those guys. I forget the names. Yeah, those people. They sort of blended together. Are there any characters that honestly stood out from the series that you would say are good characters? Oh, and let's give her a score out of 10 for each of these things. How would you rate the plot out of 10?
So arbitrary. What's average?
Average is a 5.
Average is a 5?
Out of 10, yeah.
For the whole series? The overarching plot? Mm. Oh, God. I'll go with 6.
Okay, 6. I'll give it a 4.
All right.
I've seen better plots. I've seen worse ones. Terry Goodkind.
Okay.
Yeah, characters. None of them really stuck with me. I guess the characters I sort of liked were I don't know. I kind of like Sirius Black somewhat because of, like...
Yeah, he was all right.
I don't know, the inherent struggle with his character and whatnot. I didn't really like many of the others. They seemed like stereotypes taken to a ridiculous exaggeration. And there's a fair amount of retroactive continuity, which some people don't like as well. And Rowling goes back many years... Like, she goes back many years later and just writes, like, snippets, like, from the characters 30 years down the road or prequels and whatnot that are just, like, paragraphs and stuff. And I think if you're that... Honestly, she should move on to writing something new and prove her merits on that.
I mean, okay, here's the other thing that I have relatively strong opinions on. Once you publish something, that's the truth. Mm. That's the canon in your universe, right? You don't get to go back and mess with that a whole bunch.
Mm.
Unless you actually made, like, a mistake or something like
that.
Or the editor did.
Yeah.
And, like, once you complete a series,
mm-hmm.
like, that's an encapsulated thing. You can't expect people to go off and read whatever, like, offshoots of that or whatever addendums you make to the continuity.
Well, I mean, there are some... I just don't get why some people are, like, so obsessed with the series that they read that stuff. I mean, I'd get it if it was, like, a really engrossing series, like, I don't know, Mistborn, or George R. R. Martin's Song of Ice and Fire, or Lord of the Rings, or Wheel of Time, or something like that. But I don't get why people go and read this stuff about, like, Harry Potter, because it's really objectively not particularly good.
I think the sense of, like, wonder captured a lot of people, just, like, the idea of, like, okay, so, like, kids, a lot of kids don't like school that much, right?
Yeah.
So Rowling was like, oh, now school is like a magical thing. And then I think that captured all people's attention. All right.
One more thing about the plot. Like, her books were incredibly elitist as well, because they had, like, the wizards who could do all this shit, and then the muggles who, like, essentially were oblivious to this and somehow hoodwinked about it. And yeah, I just think it's sort of elitist, as much as she had the whole dichotomy between pure blood and not pure blood wizards. I mean,
don't a lot of, like, fantasy series of type of this in the real world have that? Like, Riordan's books had that too.
Fair enough. But there weren't any, like, characters that were muggles, per se, that were sort of mainish characters, whereas I can think of at least one in Riordan's books that was fairly important, that was.
Actually, and all the... I could be totally wrong about this, since I don't know that much about Harry Potter, and it's been a while since I read it.
Mm.
But I think all the muggle characters are kind of assholes.
Yeah, there really aren't any that are sympathetic, and I'm not counting the Hermione's parents, because they don't show up enough enough.
Did they show up at all?
A little bit. They get mentioned that they're, like, doing things and stuff, but...
Yeah, but do they actually show up on page?
Yes, they do.
Really? Okay.
Yes, but there's never really much about them. They can actually develop anything. Okay, so characters. What would you give it out of 10, Max? I realize this is arbitrary, but I want to create some,
characters on us. Okay.
With 5 being average, 10 being this is the best thing ever, and 1 being, I would rather burn this book than read it.
Some of the characters are pretty iconic, but none of the characters really, like, enthrall me.
Do they stand out? Are they good characters?
I'll say
when
5.
Objectively compared to characters from other series?
Compared to characters in like God
anything.
And stuff like that? Five. Let's go with 5.
Okay. I'm gonna go with a 3, because I really dislike some of her characters. Okay, pros. Rowling had middling prose, at best. Her descriptions didn't really engross me. I think even fans of the series will admit that her prose was not better than average.
To me, it seemed like, okay, near the beginning and the end of the books, this wasn't the case, but during the middle of a lot of the books, she did what I call, like, TV writing, which is where nothing happens for a whole chapter, but then you drop something important at the end and expect the reader to come back for the next one.
Yeah.
So a lot of time there would just be descriptions of, like, oh, Harry went to classes, you know, da-da-da-da, whatever, and then something important would happen at the end of the chapter, but I'm sitting here wondering, like, why did I spend 10 pages reading about more mundane day-to-day stuff? And that's mostly probably in the middle of the series.
So,
I don't know if that falls into the category of prose, but
I'd say that falls into the category of prose. What about her descriptions, like the very words she used, from what you can remember?
Descriptions of the spells were cool.
Of just everything in general, like
the descriptions of other stuff were completely fine. I'll say six overall.
Okay, six. I think her. I have an issue with her prose because I thought it was. I remember as a kid. Now, mind you, this is a long time ago when I read it. She would pick a couple words that were just like ridiculous and use them a fair amount, I think. Maybe I'm misremembering it because I haven't read the books in such a long time. I don't know, I might have just been stupid and not known many words when I was in like third grade. I don't know, man. I'll give it a four. Alright, magic system. One for me. Put me down for a one.
There are some interesting aspects. Like, okay, the Horcruxes, I thought the Horcruxes were really interesting.
Yeah.
But the fact that, like, the entire magic system is just, like, you say...
Something in Latin.
Something in Latin.
I remember...
It's almost... Most of them are... No, a lot of them are just direct translations of
You're Latin. Kidding, right?
No, like,
I thought you might have manipulated it a little bit.
Some of them, yeah. But, like, incendio literally means I set it on fire.
Oh, God.
Some of it is Aramaic. Like, Avada Kedavra means I destroy as I speak. And... Aramaic, and abracadabra is, like, create as I speak, so it's, like, an inversion of that.
Okay. God.
What else?
I remember this part in the first book. This passage.
Protego means I protect.
Okay.
Expecto Patronum means I await a guardian. Stuff like that.
I remember this part in the first book where she said, specifically, this is a piece that stuck with me since the first reading, that magic wasn't just saying a couple funny words and the spell would happen, and that's really what it was.
And you move your wand in the correct way, and yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no...
Okay.
Oh! I'm trying to decide between two different numbers.
Between a 10 and 11?
No. Should I be...
Be controversial, Max. Be brave. Speak your mind.
Upon a critical examination, two.
Okay, two. Right, we don't like... Now, world building.
That's also really hard to rate, because I like the idea of Hogwarts Castle, and I like all the hidden stuff there is in there.
How did she execute it, though, not just the ideas? Because that's important, too.
I think the world building's okay.
Alright.
Yeah, there are parts of it that are pretty good.
Okay.
If we're excluding the magic system from that, since we already rated it.
We're going to exclude that, yes.
Then... Okay, but I'm also comparing it to shit like Stormlight and Wheel of Time, which are just...
Miles.
Miles better. But okay, or I'm also comparing it to... Seven, I'll be nice.
Okay, you're being way too nice, Max.
Okay.
World building, my personal opinion is... It's literally, Hogwarts is, she's taking the standard British, quote-unquote, school story and just setting it with, like, people with wands and whatnot. It's really not that great. And all of the Ministry of Magic rhymes too much with, like, I don't know. I'm going to give it a three.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like it, all right? And lastly, we come to dialogue.
Okay, I didn't have any issue with the dialogue when I first read it, but going back, it seems there's a lot of characters giving, like, pseudo-speeches?
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
This is not a video game. We're not going to hear the monologue by the evil villain. Or you shouldn't write like that, I think, unless you're doing a parody, in which case, go for it.
I certainly don't remember the dialogue gripping me, so I couldn't give it more than, like, a five or six.
Yeah.
What would you give it?
Dialogue? I don't know, really, didn't really strike me. I'd give it a five, I guess. Average. I don't remember it that well, so
Same. I'll give it a 5 just because I don't.
All right.
Remember it? Like,
now we've got all these numbers, and you have a calculator, Max? I'm going to take an average.
I have my brain.
Okay. We're going to sum these and divide by.
So.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's out of 10. Divide by 120. Since there's. I think. It's going to be out of 120 compared
to the roll from us. Well, I'm just doing yours for myself.
Okay, right, gotcha.
So I gave it a slightly above average score, and Jack gave it a decently below average score.
Yes.
So I'm going to total these up, and we get... okay... 2, average of
25.5 out of 60. Okay, so not a good book series. It's just not good. You know, honestly, I think I've written better things than that. I wrote I better check the time on this. When I was in end of senior year of high school, I like to write satire occasionally.
Okay.
I wrote the first act of a play that was a dialogue.
Are you sure you want to be included in this?
No, and I showed it to like my economics teacher and a bunch of my friends, and they thought it was really good.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I deleted it. Which I'm actually kind of sad about. Because I'm
funny.
Stupid. It was really funny. I couldn't. Oh, jeez, I wish I wouldn't have deleted it. I don't know, maybe one of my friends from high school is like, oh, wait, I don't speak to any of them anymore. So I can't pick up a copy even. Oh, jeez. I might be able to email my old economics teacher, and ask him for a copy. No, like, he... Yeah, I'm not sure if he was just being kind to me, but he compared it to stuff from, like, The New Yorker and stuff, so...
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, that I wrote, I think it's good stuff. Yeah. All right. You want to end the episode here?
Let's end this controversial episode here.
Okay. If you thought this episode was controversial, please keep listening, because we've got more controversial topics. We're going to be talking about an actual good book series eventually as well.
Eventually.
Yes. I'm speaking, of course, of the Twilight book series.
Oh my god.
All right, and we'll cut the episode here, and I might have to edit it. Okay, this is After School Snacks, signing off. Keep it real, West Side.
West Side.